Today, we're looking back at the last year and how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted the lives of blind and partially sighted people. Sharing his experience of the various lockdowns and working through a pandemic, I'm joined by Maksud Sheikh, RNIB's Regional Campaigns Officer. Thank you so much for joining me today, Maksud.
Thanks, Pauline. Good to be here.
Obviously, it's such an odd time, but what has your year been in lockdown?
I think it's been a really up and down year, lots of highs and lows. I would describe it as a bit of a roller coaster, really. I'm a runner, so I took up running a couple of years ago due to run my first marathon as part of the London Marathon for the RNIB in April 2020. And it was something that I'd worked hard towards, and I was really looking forward to it. And then it was just so disappointing when it had to be postponed first and then cancelled. That was a real low point for me. I then took part in the virtual London Marathon, which I wasn't ecstatic about to begin with, but the experience with my guide runner was amazing. She planned my route for me, and she organized local support, people to run with us, people to cheer us along on the way. And that was amazing. And my family was with me, which wouldn't have happened if I'd ran the London Marathon in London itself. Just the support from loads of people who we passed on our run together. So that was equally one of the high points of the year for me.
And what about your work? Because I know before you had a lot more travel involved when it came to working, and now you were basically stuck at home.
So for most people, or a lot of people, working from home has been a relatively new thing. But for me, it was always part of my working sort of pattern that I would work from home maybe one day a week or a couple of days a week. But what I've found is that over the pandemic, it's been working from home, you know, 5 days a week, and there's no going out hardly at all. That has made me feel sort of really imprisoned almost. And I miss that interaction with other humans, really. Sometimes I do feel it's useful to have a face-to-face sort of meeting. If somebody's having a problem with a crossing, for example, and they're explaining it to you, get an idea of the problems that they're having. But really, it's really useful to go out there and have a look at what are the barriers to them being able to use a crossing point. It's very difficult to do that when you're not actually going out to do site visits and meet people and get detail about the problems they're experiencing and how you can help them.
So you mentioned quite a few, I guess, challenges that came up during the last year, but have there been any positives, anything unexpected that took you by surprise?
One of the things has been the use of technology. So it's not that I'm a technophobe or a Luddite or anything, but to learn new technology as a visually impaired person, you need to actually invest some time into it, I find. It's not just something you can play about with and pick up as easily as someone as a sighted person, for example. Being at home has given me that time and opportunity to, you know, look at how technology works and really get to grips with it. So things like, for example, Microsoft Teams, I never used it and I didn't really understand it. But once we started using it, I'm thinking now it's an amazing piece of tech. When you're busy and you're rushing about here and there, you don't actually have that time for reflection and, you know, to consider things properly. And I think it's given more time for that. And also, you might think, well, or I used to think, well, I'll contact this person, I'll contact friends and family and whatever. But sometimes that just didn't happen. The pandemic sort of made me just ring people up that I might not have been in touch with for quite a while. And those have all been positive things, I think.
And as we're coming out of lockdown, do you have any concerns when it comes to the easing of restrictions, or are there any things you're really looking forward to?
One of the things for me personally, as someone with sight loss, is that it's easier because as a result of the lockdown, there's not as much traffic or there's not as many people out there usually. And I think that's made things better from my perspective. But once the lockdown's eased, that will create sort of more people and more traffic out there. So I'm not necessarily looking forward to that. It's about confidence, really, because pre-pandemic, I was a confident person and still am. But this has really shaken my confidence. So, when I'm going back out again and, getting on a bus, and I've experienced this when I've, over the year, when I've tried to get back on the bus, when we have been able to, will a bus stop for you? And, if it may be because it's full that it doesn't stop for you because of social distancing, there's less capacity on buses. And once you get on, how will you be able to do things without touching certain surfaces? Because we rely on touch, so you feel your way around, where to put your pass on the pass holder, and knowing which seats you can sit on and which you can't, and you're worried about the responses from other people, other members of the public. If you don't follow the rules, whether they become exasperated with you, and some of them might be rude. And also, I mean, because systems are in place, like one-way systems or certain ways of doing things, it's just knowing what's going on and being able to follow those systems. But when you can't because of your sight impairment, I'd hope that they'd sort of want to help you. But it's something that worries me, I think.
And is there anything that could potentially help you and alleviate some of those concerns you mentioned?
I think it's awareness raising, amongst the public about sight loss and how people with sight loss get around and what it means for them. And if somebody doesn't stick to rules, rather than becoming angry and exasperated at them, sort of try to help them in whatever way they can. That would be quite useful. So if everybody took their own responsibility for keeping the distance rather than expecting other people to keep the distance, that might help for people with disabilities generally and hidden disabilities as well. So I think it's about awareness raising, and I think it's an acknowledgement out there with, say, transport providers or local authorities that if they change things, that they need to communicate that to blind and partially sighted people. Quite a lot of people with sight loss rely on familiarity to get about and go about their daily lives. And because of the COVID pandemic and where we are now, that familiarity in life has gone, that consistency in life has gone, and it's trying to get that familiarity back, I think, helping to get people familiar again with their lives, really, and how they work.
Maqsood Sheikh, RNIB's Regional Campaigns Officer, thank you for looking back at the year in lockdown with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Paulina.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.